Welcome to Microdoses. I just walked out into the night hoping that I was going to take you up to a colony of bees that we'd walked by this morning. But I got there and somebody has, assuming, rescued them. But the bees have been with me all day, so I wanted to figure out how to share them with you. We woke up relaxed enough that we decided to walk to a place that's still serving coffee out the window. And as we walked up our alley, I looked to my right and suddenly saw a giant teeming lump of bees on a discarded piece of cardboard. So my husband tells me that means somehow the queen had fallen there and everyone was just surrounding her. But it was this moving mass, completely engaged in itself. And we went on our way, caught up with our kids, and on the way back, looked at them as quietly and quickly as we could. And then I noticed every bee that loped into our yard during the day. But they were there in the background as we went on and did our school and our work and our play and our eating and our fighting and everything else we mushed in today under our one roof. And I knew the bees would be important to share tonight, and I wasn't sure what aspect of the bees. I assumed it might be something about all living together and working together and delegating responsibilities, or about industry, or about the way I learned it was the right way to make honey in the documentary Honeyland, that you take half and leave half so that the bees always have some of their honey and you can then share the honey. But at the end of the day, and thinking back to that longing to see the bees that aren't there for me to share their buzz, I'm thinking it's more about intimacy and exposure and sharing space. I thought about that movie Honeyland again as I walked up, and if you haven't seen it, you have to see it, but it's this most beautiful record of a woman who lives in a deeply remote area of Macedonia with her mother and keeps bees in the wild, and it's just the two of them and bees so far away from anyone else until another family moves in. So for me, the most striking part was that intimacy. They live in a tiny house, and it's a mother and a daughter. And they talk together, and they eat, and they sleep, and they do their work. And there's no other humans around except for this one family. And every once in a while, they go to market. And every once in a while, they go to a celebration. But the mother's aging, and so the mother doesn't ever go anywhere. And this daughter goes between the bees and the mother. But so the lasting impression of both this bee colony and the movie and this moment is of intimacy. Of what real intimacy is. Real intimacy is just doing everything, every last thing, in the presence of another. I just had a phone call with some friends, and people were talking about the different meanings they were making out of this time. And I think the meaning for me, more than anything, has just been experiencing the kind of intimacy that I've never experienced before. Because there's no other place to put our energy. And so everything we do is done in whatever small group we've decided to do it in. And it makes it apparent that intimacy isn't something that you go looking for or actively trying to divulge or extract, but it's living in the presence of, with full exposure of every part of everything that goes into living. Friends were imagining, what will this time mean for the kids? Oh, won't they love having spent this time with the parent? And as I think of the bees, I think it's less the, oh, we love being with our parent, but that getting to know each other in this state of being in micro colonies. And if you're not with a buzzing family, of getting to know yourself in this state of your own colony and being with yourself in that state, it's amazing. It's amazing to be this exposed. It's something that we hadn't allowed ourselves to do. A friend told me that she'd enjoyed Untamed, and specifically a moment where the writer looks at herself in the mirror, and not to watch her faces, you know, get herself ready for the day, but just looking at herself to actually try and see. And I think this moment has some of that, of saying, this is it. This is the material. These are the behaviors. And I think it's a gift and a luxury to just be with ourselves and the people around ourselves in that way, pushing up against ourselves like a million bees crowding around the queen, getting every contour, every mood, every waking second, every sleeping second. So I guess the experience tonight would be to pause in that for a second and experience intimacy as being intimate, being with, knowing every moment of yourself and your chosen family and your chosen group at this moment. I feel like that may be the thing that's happening for me. And I wanted everyone to pause and notice it with me tonight. Good night.